What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
I'm not sure what the guiding light is in the Democrat Party at this point on crime. I don't understand.
Yeah.
CNN is begging them to stop talking about crime.
Yeah.
That's how bad this is. Doing a segment pointing out that, look, if you compare where Republican approval is, Trump's approval is on crime, August 2025, versus Biden's approval on crime in August 2024.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biden is at negative 26 points. In other words, 26 points behind Trump. Negative 26 approval, okay? Totally upside down. Trump has surged 14 points in the eyes of Americans in handling crime since he took office. In other words, he's now in the positive. Democrats are, you know, Biden was at negative 26. So, you know, they're saying like, hey, you know, maybe y'all should think about changing the way that you talk about crime. Yeah, because Americans aren't for it. They're not for it.
Yeah.
And there doesn't seem to be an understanding of that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Karen Bass keeps L.A. safe, talking about the mayor, by allowing it to burn down.
Yeah.
Have we heard any more about the big fires in Gina? What? No. Yeah. Okay.
And you won't.
No, you won't. But literally, and I want to point this out, okay? I've been meaning to do this all week. The first week of the L.A. protests, right, they had every plan to turn this into the George Floyd summer. But around illegal immigrants, right? And it was going to be an orgy of violence, just like the George Floyd summer. That was a $2 billion bill. That was the final tally for the insurance industry after the George Floyd. They were going to do it again because they believe, look, when Democrats start screaming, yelling, and burning down businesses, we had always backed down, including Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump did not unleash the guard last time. So they thought, well, we'll go back to that playbook. Democrats will be scared. And Trump won't do anything. Well, Trump cracked down immediately with the National Guard. Lo and behold, after just $24 million worth of damage and destroyed buildings, they stopped. And do you remember why they stopped? There was a specific thing on a specific day after which there was no more chaos. And it was the National Guard. Yes, it was all of that. It was the announcement, you remember, by Pam Bondi and the deputy attorney general that they were going to go after the funding sources of the violent crowds. And it was like it hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed something? Other than Karen Bass screaming, yelling, and breathing fire out her mouth, there is no fire in L.A., like not the kind set by protesters. No businesses are being destroyed. There are no organized riots. Nothing. It's quiet.
Funny how that happens when the money dries up.
Yeah. When you're looking at, oh, are they going to track that 3 jumps back to the Democrat Party? Are we going to have to go to prison for that? Ooh, yeah. You know what? We're going to stop.
Well, it also tells you that this is not a grassroots movement.
No.
That
no,
it
it's
is
not.
It is AstroTurf. It is funded and encouraged by, you know, certain progressive left-wing liberal secularists that are trying to diminish the reputation of the Trump administration and law and order in this country.
Absolutely. And you know, that leads right into this. I didn't do enough on this, I think, earlier in the week. You know, the headline of Fox News, D.C. paid protester requests surge 400% amid Trump's federal takeover of city police, okay, says a crowd company.
Read that again.
D.C. paid protester requests surge 400% amid Trump's federal takeover of city police, says crowd company.
Paid protesters.
Yeah, yeah. CEO says vast majority of political event attendees in Washington are paid in some way.
You know, I've been around a lot of Republican folks that have, you know, gone to Washington mm-hmm. and Columbia. I don't ever recall any of them being paid anything to go to represent conservative ideals and principles in the capitals.
Now, who's paying them? I mean, what are these protesters doing? Quote, this is from the CEO of the crowd, the company that crowd rental company is what he says he does. Quote, a large share are focused on opposing Trump's policies in Washington, raising alarms about government overreach. We're weighing these offers carefully because while there's truth in saying D.C.'s local government has been an abject failure in keeping citizens safe, there's also real danger in putting too much power in federal hands. That balance of power matters. Okay.
Now, I agree with that.
Yeah. But he says the vast majority of people at political and advocacy events in D.C. are in some way paid. And he also says most of them are this is a Democrat. Now, think about what this looks like. OK, just when you turn on the TV and the Democrat Congress members are standing there, behind them is a carefully curated, perfectly diverse set of people. Have you ever noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
They're just standing there. Sometimes they're holding signs. They don't say much. You've never seen their faces before. But they are of exactly the right racial makeup that if, say, the Democrats had, I don't know, hired them, that's exactly how they'd look.
So you've got socialists mm-hmm. who are using capitalism to protest capitalism.
Yes, exactly. Now we just got to find the money. Now, do you remember, and we've done this I did a whole Battleground podcast on this. There is a guy who his firm, he's on X, buys all of the cell, which you can do, all of the cell phone data for the entire United States mm-hmm. of America. He's got everybody's. He can track you everywhere you've gone with your cell phone, you know, last week, last month, last year. And he started in his own free time using this data because he sells it to intelligence agencies, but he also sells it commercially. He started tracking who was at Kamala Harris events back when Her Highness was running for president, and found 90% of the phones that were in attendance, and he can only log onto the phones, he can only lock into the phones, no. 90% were the same whether she was in LA or in Texas. It didn't matter where she was. In other words, they were moving the crowd around.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There was no groundswell of support for her candidacy.
Now, do you remember when AOC and Bernie were doing their oligarchy tour earlier this year? Mm-hmm. He put another post up and was like, the same crowds that were following Kamala, literally the same people, are now following Bernie and AOC around the country.
Rent-a-crowds.
Like, you know what? If there's a Republican version of that, I would love to do that in retirement. Like, I got myself an RV and fund the trip. You know what I mean? I'll hold up a sign.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do it for the Republicans, but they probably don't have any need for that. Yeah. When you look at Republican crowds, okay, I mean, you know, it's some goofy looking guy who's about 40 pounds overweight wearing the world's best dad t-shirt and a MAGA hat. He looks cheesy as hell, and no crowd company would ever hire him unless they needed, you know, a Republican to, like, say, beat two guys in the middle of the night in Chicago, right? But, I mean, other than that, no one would ever hire him to stand as a, like, diverse representative member behind Donald Trump, right? Yeah. Like, that guy is for real. You know? Yeah. That's who you don't want to show up, but who actually does. Yeah. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just it's too representative. You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
There are folks in our audience who resemble that remark.
Exactly. But that's what people standing, you know, at Trump rallies look like.
That's because they believe that.
They're real people.
Not because they're paid to be there.
Yeah. That guy not only didn't get paid, he waited for like 9 hours to get into that rally.
Yes, exactly.
Right? And that's why he looks a little greasy and like he needs a shower.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's what's going on here. By the way, overnight, unbelievable. Did you see Donald Trump bent D.C. to his will in less than a week?
Yeah.
DCA mayor caving to Trump, ending the sanctuary city designation with an executive order.
Yeah.
So this isn't even Trump anymore. This is the Democrats doing this.
Well, and Bowser's being pretty smart about this. I'm surprised that she has not been more outspoken. And I mean, you know, she's still on the edges pushing back, but she's not fighting this actively, particularly after that disastrous comment by that police chief that apparently has no understanding of the chain of command or is trying to ignore what's going on.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Boy, and Bowser just immediately took that over. It's like, okay, let me take care of this question.
Yeah, and then she ran to Martha's Vineyard where she is.
Yes,
vacationing.
Exactly. Well, you know, of course.
They don't have crime there because it's not allowed.
Right, exactly.
Or illegal immigrants because that's really definitely not allowed.
Yeah, because they'll ship you out of there.
They will ship you out of there.
They will deport you from Martha's Vineyard in a heartbeat.
They will.
That's the one place that Democrats will deport people they don't want.
I know. Meanwhile, Trump came right out and pinned it on her and said, hey, listen, those crime stats for D.C., they are faked because the mayor requested it. Did you hear this?
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah.
Yeah. And let me hold on. Get this. Let's see.
You mean a Democrat was being deceptive with statistics?
Yes. And by the way, Pam Bondi is investigating that, like what has gone on internally with the stats and fudging them, because if you turned over deliberately fraudulent stats to the FBI, you can be prosecuted for that.
Hmm.
That's why she's investigating.
Half of the people here, maybe all of the people here, most of you live in D.C., you are petrified to go out and you're liberal. And if you're liberal, you're going to have to change your Democrats. You're going to have to change your ways. So we will have crime under control very shortly in D.C., but there are record numbers. And sadly, what I guess the mayor did, but whoever it was, they asked the numbers to be fudged so that it would show less crime than the fact. The fact is, it's worse than it's ever been. And we will have it just like we did at the border, where with borders are totally in great shape right now, the best ever, record-setting shape. We'll have the crime situation solved in D.C. very soon.
Yes. And he and the Department of Homeland Security went on to say, hey, listen, we are going to go ahead and remove the sanctuary status from all of these cities using funding on the one hand. But number two, if you send National Guard in, guess what? They don't have to comply with the sanctuary city status.
No.
They can round these illegals up.
Them.
So there is abject panic going on in the Democrat Party right now. And you know what is so amazing about this, real quick? Any Republican in power in the past could have done any
yes,
of this.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Any Republican could have done this.
Including Republican governors.
Any Democrat could have done it.
Yeah, and Democrats
any
too.
Any elected official.
Yep.
Any chief executive in this country could have done this.
Yep. Including our own governor. I mean, again, right now, Center for Immigration Studies says there's 105,000 illegal immigrants roughly in the state, 35% of whom have criminal records beyond their immigration status. So, you know, anytime Henry wants to talk about maybe the guard or, you know, doing anything like this. By the way, I kind of resent this notion coming out of Columbia. It's a hijacked situation. Like, we're not allowed to get the deportation force until after the governor's election. We have to vote the right way. Why can't we do it now? I mean, Florida is on its way to opening its second deportation depot. They need the beds. They've picked up so many people with their federally deputized agents. So I don't understand why we can't just do this right now. Why can't Henry McMaster do it right now? Because unfortunately, Lee, this governor's election's not till next year. We don't have a year to wait and sit around and fritter around and pretend like we've got to elect somebody to get it done. We can get it done right now. And the governor's office has to, they have to stop pretending that we need an election to get it done. No, we're watching it in Indiana. And by the way, Governor, Tennessee is unleashing the National Guard on illegals to help Trump. So again, you could do it, you know, next week if you wanted to. Sorry, if you just would have to come in off the golf course though. And I know that would be hard. It's probably gonna be nice weather next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.